people who have great talent are very often those who have really had the vision, and then with the vision, they have manifested themselves a mind that is capable somehow of creating in it a picture of themselves performing at this level. The great talent of a Baryshnikov, the great talent of a Mozart, the great talent of a Michael Jordan, in three diverse areas, you've got people, first and foremost, who believe that they can do that, who work hard, who struggle and all of that, of course, and practice and all of those things. But by and large, they have a vision within that they can do that. Michael Jordan doesn't, as on his way up to the stratosphere to dunk a basketball, doesn't say to himself on his way up, gee, I wonder if I can do this again. I'm not sure that I can jump this high. A Baryshnikov doesn't say as he's on stage performing, gee, I wonder if this is possible for me to make this pirouette. I haven't done this in a while. A Mozart doesn't sit down to compose and say, gee, I don't know if I can do this or not do that. They have within them this knowing. And you have within them yourself also a knowing. And your intentions in your life have come from that knowing. Your intentions have flown from a knowing that I don't have the talent. Talented people's intentions have come from the knowing that I do. See, it's in that belief. All great talents have that belief. And your belief is that you don't have it. If you shift that around, and if you're doubting right now, if you're saying, yes, but I can't dunk a basketball, or I can't compose music, or I can't dance like a Baryshnikov, the doubt is exactly what you will manifest into the physical world. The molecules that will come from that thought of, he's wrong and I can't do that, will be your reality. If you want to create new molecules in the physical world, you have to change around that inner reality. One of the things that keeps us from getting to high levels of talent for ourselves and visualizing this is because we have been raised on comparison rather than on cooperation. We have this tendency to believe that we are separate from other people. And that is, of course, only in the physical world. And that inner connection of the invisible self doesn't matter. That part doesn't count, so we're not trained in that area. So what we do is, because we're separate, then we say, well, how does my separate entity compare to the other separate entity over there? And if this one can do that, then I can't do that. And all of a sudden, we've developed this entire code of what is talent and what isn't, what is ability and what isn't, based exclusively on how people size up to each other. Understand that you and that other are one. You are at the quantum level, you are connected, you are all one. And that if you didn't have somebody else to compare yourself to, then you would have all the talent in the world. If you'd never had a chance to look at somebody else singing, and your singing was all that you had ever heard, that would be the greatest singing in the world. That's what you have to understand. That's where you have to go with it. You don't have to buy into this notion that my talent is based upon how it sizes up to others. That's what we have sort of pushed on people in our culture, but it isn't something you have to buy into.